Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Somebody there said, praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Something is going to happen to you. Something good. Something unforgettable. Something you will always remember. The miracle you came for. In your soul. In your spirit. In your body. Is going to happen tonight. You will not go back through that gate you came through. As you came in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for all your people tonight. High and low. Men and women, boys and girls, miracle tonight, salvation tonight, healing tonight, deliverance tonight, bless everyone in Jesus' name. Confirm it in every life.
Well,
thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you here. Has answered your prayer. I'm reading from Luke chapter 1. Reading from verse 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Tonight, whatever your challenge may be, whatever your concern may be, whatever you have come for today, understand it in your heart. Register it in your soul. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. It was an angel that said that. And you know, the angels know God more than human beings know God. And that angel came to Mary. As is that angel is coming today. Affirming and confirming the word. The angel that came from heaven. Gives us assurance tonight. And angels don't lie. He said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. There's somebody greater than an angel. Greater than all the angels put together. His name is Jesus. He's been from everlasting with God. And he knows God like nobody else knows God. He knows God like more than the angels know God. He knows God more than any prophet, any preacher knows God. And the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 19. Reading from verse 26. It says, but God beheld, but Jesus beheld them. And said unto them, with men this is impossible. But with God all things are possible. On the one hand, you've heard from the angel. And the angel confirmed and affirmed that with God nothing shall be impossible. That situation in your life right there tonight, God is going to touch your life. It's going to transform your life. Because we know that mountain is going. That problem is going to be solved. Assurance above assurance. Assurance without any shadow of doubt. Assurance of the powerful manifestation of the power of God. But with God in your life, nothing shall be impossible. I see miracle coming your way there. I said, I see miracle working with your way there. And nothing will stop it. Nothing will hinder it. In your life tonight, say in my life tonight, nothing shall be impossible. And now Jesus explains to us. And he says, with men, This is impossible. He's talking about something you have carried for a long time. And it appears you couldn't get an answer. And then you have said, I've gone here, I've gone there, I've gone everywhere. And it has been impossible. So Jesus said, with men that's true, this is impossible. But then he didn't close the sentence there. It comes to assure you, but with God, all things are possible. How many things are possible in your life today? All things. Somebody shout, all things. Tonight, all things are possible in your life. That little child, all things are possible tonight. That your wife, all things are possible tonight. That your husband, all things are possible tonight. Once you connect with the God of miracles, the God of power, the God of all possibilities, something unforgettable will happen in your life tonight. Taking those two verses of scripture, one coming from the angel, the other coming from Jesus Christ, I'm talking to you tonight on connecting with the God of all possibilities. When we talk of all possibilities, we talk about salvation. Salvation is possible tonight. I talk about all possibilities. Holiness is possible tonight. I talk about all possibilities. Sanctification is possible tonight. I talk about all possibilities. Healing is possible tonight. I talk about all possibilities. Your deliverance is possible tonight. I talk about all possibilities. The power of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the Holy Ghost, immersion in the Holy Ghost, total transformation by the Holy Ghost is possible in your life tonight. I'm talking about all possibilities. Mountains will move away your life. I talk about all possibilities. Something that is missing in your life will be supplied in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Connection. Connection. Somebody help me shout, connection. Connection with the God of all possibilities. And tonight is that night. This moment is that moment that those great possibilities will happen in your life. The three things we're looking at. Number one, creation through his supernatural power. Creation. God is going to do something today. He's always done that. Creation through his supernatural power. Number two, his conversion through his saving power. Conversion, a turning around, a transformation, salvation, a new life, eternal life, conversion through his saving power. Number three, the cure of all sick people. Anybody expecting the cure there? Anybody expecting healing there? It's going to touch your body. From the top of your head to the tip of your toe. Healing has come. Welcome that healing. I said healing has come. Welcome your deliverance. Deliverance has come. Welcome your miracle. Miracle has come. Number one is creation. Number two is conversion. Number three is kill. He will do everything for you. As you listen to the word of God today, always remember, with God nothing shall be impossible. Always remember that which is impossible with men is possible today with God. Number one, creation through His supernatural power. There is a passage in Jeremiah, chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32. And here is the Almighty God talking to you directly, assuring your heart directly, that in verse 27, he says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh." Look at the introduction he gives himself. He says, if you have flesh there, is the God of all flesh. If the flesh is painful, is the God of all flesh. If the flesh is sick, is the God of all flesh. If the flesh is rotting, is the God of all flesh. He will do something on that flesh today. Look at that. It says, behold. It says, don't look here or look there. Center your affection on God tonight. Concentrate your face on God tonight. Look at Him in your mind's eye tonight. He says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He says, what problem have you brought tonight? Are you battling with that problem? It appears you are powerless. You are helpless. And you are hopeless. And you say, what is going to happen? A miracle is going to happen. I said, a miracle is going to happen. He's asking you the question. As you look at your mountain, as you look at your problem, as you look at your body, as you look at your pressure, as you look at those things I've been carrying about in your life, is anything too hard for me? What answer do you have to that question? What answer do you have to that question? What response do you have to that question? Nothing too hard for our God. I said nothing too hard for our God. Then look at verse 17 of that same Jeremiah chapter 32. Verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretch out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee.
Ah, Oluwa Olorun wo, iwo ti o da orun aye nipa agbara nla re ati ninna apa re ko si si ohunkohun.
He's telling you that you need to be confident in God tonight. Jeremiah answered the Lord. He said, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You made the heavens, all the stars, and the moon, and the sun, and the sea, and the sand, and the grass. And when I look at everything you have made, before you made anything, there was nothing. Everything was void and empty. And he didn't have any material to work with. And he just said, let there be. And there was no sun, no moon. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. No sea, no ocean, no river. And he said, let there be sea. Everything came immediately tonight is going to come in your life. Am I talking to somebody there tonight?
Where
there's something peculiar in Zambia. And this sister was going to close the door. But her pointing finger, she didn't know, was by that door. As she closed the door on the finger, the finger cut off and dropped on the ground. It was very painful for her. She ran to the nearby hospital and she said, my hand, help me. And they said, where is the finger, that the one that was cut off? And then he said, he's at home. Because of the pain and because of the suddenness, she didn't take that with her. They said, go back home. Go and take that finger that fell on the ground that was cut off. So she went back home. And she came back. They looked at everything. They said they couldn't sew that finger back because there will be infection. And you may have a greater problem. And so she went back home and she saw the wife of the national overseer. That one encouraged her. I said, after all, it's not sickness. It's just deformity. And so that finger was like that. Even though she was healed, it was so short, shorter than the others. And then we were having a revival weekend here in Nigeria. And during the time of prayer, she stretched that cut finger in front of the screen. And then we prayed. After the prayer, you know what happened? The finger grew back. Look at what God can do. That's why we're saying tonight, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by the great power that you have, and stretch out arm, and there is nothing you had for thee. Tonight, nothing hard. I said, in your life, nothing hard. In your family, nothing hard. A miracle is coming your way. A creative miracle. I said, a creative miracle. Look at verse 19. Great in counsel. Mighty in war. That's God. That's our God. That's the God who is going to walk in your life tonight. Because he is great in counsel. And because he's mighty in war. Something mighty will happen in your life tonight. Something great will happen in your life tonight. How will it happen now? How are you going to have it tonight? I will have my own tonight. Somebody there shout, I will have my own tonight. Look at Jeremiah chapter 33. And I'm reading from verse 2. Thus says the Lord, the maker thereof. The Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. He's still reminding us that God is creator. He will do creation work in your life tonight in Jesus' name. How will it happen? Look at verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. That's the assurance he's giving you. He says, call unto me. He says, there is no perhaps or maybe or shadow of doubt. I will answer you.
O fi da wa loju ko si boya tabi be ko abi be ni oni no da Olorun.
That prayer you have been praying for a long time.
Adura to tin gba ti pe yi.
Tonight is the coming of the answer.
Asale ni idahun yo de.
And it says in with assurance, call unto
me,
and I will answer
thee.
I will answer
thee.
I will answer
thee.
He will answer
me.
Say it for yourself.
He
will answer
me.
You are going to pray tonight. It may be a one sentence prayer. Lord, forgive me. He will answer you. It may be a one sentence prayer. God, save me tonight. He will answer you. Salvation has come tonight. Lord, sanctify me tonight. He will answer you, my dear brother. He will sanctify you tonight. God, fill me with the Holy Ghost tonight. My sister, this is the day of the baptism. He will answer you tonight. Deliver me tonight. Today is the day of the answer. Lord, give me a miracle tonight. Tonight is the night of your answer. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. Plural. Great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This is going to be your day of miracles. The day of God's power in your life. Number one, creation through his supernatural power. Number two, his conversion through his saving power. You see, there's a way God wants us to be. There's a way he created us. He said, let us make man in our image.
But
you know God is love? He created us in love. Until we went astray and hatred came into our lives. Let us make man in our image. And you know God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Until we went astray. And now we went into darkness. He says, let us make man in our image. You know God is holy. Until we went into sin. And now we are defiled. Now we are sinful. Now we are dark. Now we have violence. Now we fight. Now we have hatred. But it's going to return us back to where we used to be. That's what we call conversion. Light will come in your heart. Love will come in your heart. I was waiting for an amen in that corner. Power will come in your life. We're created in power. Created in love. Created with eternal life. Until Adam and Eve backslid and sinned and went astray. That's why Jesus came. To return us to where we were created originally. Look at Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 8. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity. So that sin will not be there anymore. So that iniquity will not be there anymore. So that violence will not be there anymore. So that drunkenness will not be there anymore. So that evil will not be in our lives anymore. Tonight it will convert you.
ni asale yo yo pada.
I said tonight you will change your life.
Mo ni asale yo yi aye re pada.
Tonight you will cleanse your life.
Ni asale yo so aye re.
Tonight you will set you free.
Yo so di omira ni asale.
Maybe you try to do good by yourself.
Oyo na kaka lati se rere fara.
You try to turn a new leaf by yourself.
O ngbiyanju lati se adehun titun ninu aye
re. You try to reform your own life.
O fe tu ara re se.
You have made resolutions.
O ti se awon ipinu.
I will not do that again.
Yo ni se be mo.
I will not say that again.
Yo ni so be mo.
I will not go there again.
Yo ni lo be mo.
I will not drink that thing again.
Yo ni mu kan na mo.
I will not tell lies anymore.
Yo ni kuro mo.
But the things you wanted to do, you could not do. And the things you didn't want to do, that's what you did. Because you could not cleanse yourself. You could not convert yourself. You could not change yourself. But tonight, the power of God will come from heaven. Am I talking to somebody there tonight? I said the power of God will come tonight. Number one, forgive. Forgiveness will come to you. I thought somebody there will say amen. Number two, freedom will come to you. Any amen from your side over there? Conversion will come to your life tonight. Transformation will come to your life tonight. The power of salvation will come in your soul tonight. How will that come? You call upon the Lord. And you don't have to call for a long, long time. Have you seen the people that got saved in the New Testament? Zacchaeus got saved the same day he met the Lord Jesus Christ. The people, 3,000 of them on the day of Pentecost, got saved the moment he had the word of God, the gospel. And the eunuch on the way to Ethiopia got saved the moment he had the word of God. The Philippian jailer got saved that same first time he was hearing the gospel. You are getting saved today. I said you are getting saved today. Because the word of God says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is no discrimination. There is no go and come. Because Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. It is not what you do now that gets you saved. It's what he has done. And he said, it is finished. He said, your salvation is now available. The moment you turn away from your sin, you say, I'm sorry for my past. I'm sorry for what I've done. Lord, I come unto you. You. I want forgiveness. I want freedom. I want conversion. I want salvation. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Look at that verse 8 again. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. I will pardon all the iniquities. You know some people, the way they think, I have many sins. More than 100. I come to the crusade today. He will forgive me about 10 of them. When I attend another crusade, another 10. He will forgive me another 10. Another year, another crusade may come. He will forgive me maybe another 10. I keep on coming.
Mama,
I keep on coming.
Mama,
I keep on coming.
Mama,
and anyway, eventually, maybe before I die, in another 40, 50 years, he will forgive me everything. No. Didn't you hear what Jesus said?
You
must be born again. Now when we are born, it's not that today The hand is born. And the next week, the legs are born. And then the following month, the head is born. Little by little by little, gradually. Different parts of the body will be born until the whole baby is born. No, not at all. The same thing in the spiritual. When you are born again, it is at a moment of time. When your sins are forgiven, everything completely is at a moment of time. When all your transgressions are taken away, all your sins are taken away, when Calvary regards you as a child of God, it's at a moment of time. And today is your day. Somebody there, I said, today is your day. Verse 8, and I will cleanse them from all the iniquity whereby they have sinned against me. Look at this. I will pardon all the iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. Praise the Lord, forgiveness has come. Praise the Lord, salvation has come. Let me show you something. Look at Jeremiah chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 17. Reading from verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. You see that? There's nothing in between the prayer and the answer. The prayer, heal me, O Lord. The answer, and I shall be healed. When you pray, tonight God will answer. Look at the second part of that verse. And he says, save me, and I shall be saved. There is no gap between them. The prayer is, save me. Give me salvation. Forgive my sin. Change my life. Convert me. And there is no waiting. There is no interval. It says, and I shall be saved. Somebody in there tonight is getting saved. Where is he? I said, where is she? You're going to be saved tonight. The moment you tell the Lord, it will be done. Number one, creation through his supernatural power. Number two, conversion through his saving power. I'm coming to point number three now. And it's the cure for all sick people. The cure for how many people? Are you included there? Are you going to be healed tonight? I said, are you going to be healed tonight? Or is your case impossible with God? Thank God my case is possible. I said it's possible. I said it's possible. It will be done in your life tonight in Jesus' name. We're coming to the cure for all people. I'm still in Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. He said, he's coming to you tonight. And when he gets to you tonight, lo and behold, health and cure. Healing and recovery. Deliverance and power. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Congratulations.
Obarika.
You are healed tonight in Jesus' name. And behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them. I will cure them. Not only one person, everybody, I will cure them. And I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Your own time has come. Thank God my time has come. I said my time has come. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee. Unto thee. Unto thee. You are the candidate tonight. You are the receiver, recipient tonight. For I will restore health unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wounds. Any wound internal, cancer there, you'll be healed tonight. Ulcer there, you'll be healed tonight. The sword that has been there that refuses to be healed, tonight you are going to be healed. HIV/AIDS, you are going to be healed tonight. Ruptured ear, deaf ear, you are going to be healed tonight. Broken leg, short leg, you are going to be healed tonight. Paralysis or stroke, you are going to be healed tonight. For I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds. Look at verse 22. And ye shall be my people. And I will be your God. Ye shall be my people. And I will be your God. Tonight a change has come. Your miracle has come. Salvation for you tonight. Healing for you tonight. Deliverance for you tonight. Power for you tonight. Hope for you tonight. The goodness of God for you tonight. I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 14 again. Look at this now. And this is your prayer tonight. And that prayer is going to be answered for you.
I'll sit down.
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. You are taking your miracle back home today. Those blind eyes will open tonight. That swollen tummy will be flat tonight. And that challenge in your life is going to be removed tonight. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Look at the other part of the prayer. Save me, and I shall be saved. There are two things to find there. There's salvation there, and everyone can call upon the name of the Lord and shout to the Lord and mean it to the depth of your heart. Save me and I shall be saved. And then the other part of the prayer, heal me and I shall be healed. The Lord is going to do it for you tonight. Are you there tonight? Are you expecting? Your expectation will come to realization. We're going to pray. And you are going to pray. Will God answer your prayer tonight? Worry if you are sure God is going to answer your prayer. God is going to answer your prayer. God is going to answer your prayer.
You'll
put joy in your heart. Miracle upon your life tonight.
It's
bowed and eyes closed.
It's
bowed and eyes closed. We're going to settle this salvation issue right right now is the forgiveness of your sin, is the conversion of your soul, is a change in your life. Tonight he wants to write your name in the book of life in heaven. He wants to turn your life around. He wants to make your life better. He wants to take guilt and condemnation away from your life. If you want that salvation tonight, and you're saying, "Oh Lord, here I am. I want your salvation. I want your forgiveness. I want your eternal life. I want my name in the book of life." If you are telling the Lord now, "Save me and I shall be saved." Wherever you are, you raise up your hand. I want salvation. I want forgiveness. I want freedom from my sin. Where are you? Where are you? He wants to save you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to take condemnation away from your life. You raise up that hand. Praise the Lord for that hand. Thank God for that night. Salvation is coming your way. Forgiveness is coming your way. If you're raising up your hand, you will stand up. You say, "I stand up because I want your salvation." Raise up that hand and stand up. Jesus said, "Whosoever is ashamed of me, here now in this generation, I'll be ashamed of him over there when he comes in the yonder place." You cannot get to heaven if you're ashamed of Christ. But if you want salvation, and you're saying, "Jesus is my Savior, Jesus will forgive me tonight. He has promised me I will cleanse them from all the iniquity." And you want that cleansing now? You want that conversion now? Raise up your hand and stand up. While you are standing up, tell the Lord right there. Tell the Lord right there, "Lord, I want your salvation tonight. Lord, I am a sinner. I cannot say myself, but I need salvation. I know without salvation I cannot get to heaven. I know without salvation." Tell the Lord, "I know without salvation I cannot have peace of mind. I cannot have that forgiveness. I cannot have the freedom. But I want the freedom. I want your grace tonight." Tell the Lord, "I turn away from my sin. Tell the Lord, I turn away from the evil in my life. I repent. I will no more go there again. I will no more do those bad things anymore. Forgive me, Lord." Tell him. "Forgive me, Lord. Change my life. Give me the grace now to live in newness of life." He's doing it now. I'm going to pray with you now. If you have done that sincerely, you confess your sin, you've turned away from your sin, you have asked the Lord Jesus to save you, and you say, "I believe Jesus is the only Savior." I'm going to pray for you now. Keep on standing and keep on raising up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all those who have turned away from their sin, all those who have called upon the name of the Lord, according to your promise, forgive their sins. According to your promise, have mercy on them. According to your promise, give them your grace right now. According to your promise, save them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. I know you have done it. Because we have prayed in Jesus' name. Remember that the Almighty God has said, there is nothing impossible for him. And tonight in your life, tonight in your body, tonight as we pray, nothing is impossible. Your healing has come. My healing has come. My healing has come. My deliverance has come. He has said, behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them. All of them. All of them. I will cure them. I reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. If you want healing, you raise up your hand. Miracle, you raise up your hand. You want deliverance, you raise up your hand. You want the power of God to touch your life, you raise up your hand. And you lay your hand on the other place where you have the challenge. And then we're going to pray. Any prayer we offer in the name of Jesus is always answered. And when you say amen, that means it is so. And when you hear the final amen, you open your eyes, you check up yourself, your miracle will be there. And then you will come out to give your testimony. You want a miracle of healing or deliverance, raise up your hand. Lay your hand where you have the challenge. The miracle healing is coming now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you because we know you are here. You have given us a promise, and the promise cannot fail. The angel has assured us that where God, all things are possible. Our own Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given us assurance that with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Lord, I'm asking, touch every life now and make it possible in Jesus' name. From the top of the head to the tip of their toe. Manifest your power. Let there be healing now in Jesus' name. Any spirit of insanity, of madness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Any tormenting spirit walking about in the body, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Every curse in your life, every yoke in your life, every mountain in your life, get out in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have any pain in their body. That pain come out in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have cancer. With the swelling of the cancer. That pain of cancer, that bleeding of cancer, that swelling of cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Those of us be healed in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS be healed in Jesus' name. Paul be healed in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are bleeding, be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that any swelling of hunchback and elephantiasis be healed in Jesus' name. And you vanish away in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have deafness. Those ears that are there be opened in Jesus' name. Tongues that are tied, you couldn't speak, speak out in Jesus' name. Those who are blind, I pray that your blind eyes will open. Glaucoma be healed in Jesus' name. Cataract be healed in Jesus' name. The deepness of our eyes go out in Jesus' name. Those who have stroke, I send the power of God upon your body now. Stroke, be healed in Jesus' name. Broken bones, join together, be strong, walk in Jesus' name. One leg shorter than the other, that short leg, grow out in Jesus' name. Withered hands be made whole in Jesus' name. Paralyzed people get strength, rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Everywhere in the stadium now, I send your healing to you. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your miracle. Do what you cannot do before. You are cured. You are delivered. Power has come in your life. Miracle everywhere. Healing everywhere. Deliverance everywhere. Thank you because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I pray. You have got it. I said you have got it. Now you do what you could not do before. Come and give your testimony. The power of God is there.
Eba mi ke hallelujah. Oruko mi ni Janet Medule. Mo dupe lodo Olorun fun ise iyanu to se fun mi lale yi. O ti to bi odun marun ti mo ti n ba wahala ese ikiri. Ko si hospital ti mi o ti de tan. Ati bi odun keji ni mo ti n gbe irin ikiri. Sugbon mo dupe lowo Olorun, Olorun ku baba so ku muyi lasale yi pe o gbe mi dide mo bere si rin. Mo ti rin kakiri lai lo igi. Mo dupe lodo Olorun eba mi yin Olorun logo.
Okay, hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah. Our sister is giving testimony. How God raised her up. She has been walking with the stick for more than 5 years. And she has walked about. But thank God, after the prayer of the man of God, there is perfect wholeness and health.
You can see.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to the Lord.
He's giving glory to the name of the Lord.
Your healing will be permanent in Jesus' name. Put your hand together and clap for Jesus. Next testifier.
Hello, man.
Praise the Lord.
We see the person who has been paralyzed is now walking.
Hallelujah.
God has done it. Yes.
My name is Justina Jewel from Ajakuta. 2016, I came to this place with a problem. I had a dream they conduct a family planning to me, and they said that I will not born for 10 years. Then I came to this place when they invite me. But after the man declaration, the family planning disappeared. I didn't feel the pain again, and after that day, I conceive and I deliver my baby. This is the baby.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't go. What's the name of the baby?
Delight Jewel.
Delight Jewel. How old is the baby now?
1 year and 3 months.
1 year and 3 months. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's a miracle baby.
Asiko na won se eto ifi eto si omo bibi fun won o de so pe fun odun mewa gbako won ni le bimo sugbon leyin adura bi gbogbo re se pora ni omo ti olorun de fun won ni delight eke haleluya.
My name is Isaka. I come here for before I cannot be able to stand up well, and if I want to move I'll be falling, but now I thank God being not my small.
Who brought you? Can you tell us his condition?
His condition is he cannot walk, he can't even stand, but thank God now.
He cannot even walk on his own, he cannot
yes,
stand.
Yes.
But now
He can stand, he can
Where
walk.
Which side did you come from? Is it this side or this side?
This side.
And so you came down with him and he could walk to this place.
Yes.
That miracle is permanent.
Amen.
He has been down completely. He can't even stand or walk on his own. Now he can start. Oh, yeah, start walking now. For a long time, he has never walked before. You can see now.
Everybody,
put your hand together for Jesus.
Tori
go
pe
fun igba pipa
bayi ko te le dide ko to pupo rin
sugbon ri
bayi Olorun ti se ise iyanu na o dide duro si rin.
Remember to continue with Jesus.
Tesiwaju pelu Jesus.
Another testifier.
And the miran.
Praise the Lord.
Eke hallelujah.
My name is Miss Grace Joel. So I have this long standing problem. In fact, I have been having leg problem right from my childhood. I have an accident. So since when the leg has been operated, I still have boils, and I still have after the leg was operated, I discovered that I now have one leg shorter than the other. And aside that, the bone marrow normally pain me, and I'll be having ache on my chest. But after so when I was climbing the staircase this evening, I discovered that the bone marrow started aching me, and my chest was aching me. So after the man of God finished praying, the bone stopped paining me. And
amen.
I believe that my miracle is going to be permanent. And from tonight, God Almighty will visit me. And this leg that is shorter, I believe that before I leave here this evening, I will receive my healing in permanent in Jesus' name.
You have received your leg. It is yours already.
Amen. Amen.
I say it is yours already.
Amen.
Can you jump for joy?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Eke hallelujah. Won ni soro ti won ni ni pe won ni soro nu egungun o ma nru awon. Ese kan si kuruju ekeji lo sugbon ni igba te eyan Olorun fi ngbadura gbogbo irora inu egungun na ti pora awon si gbagbo pe ese to kuru si keji keji lo gbogbo re na lo n ti gba ise iyanu na. Eke hallelujah.
Next testifier.
Hello miran.
Let the mother talk.
Ki mama re soro.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oriye kinele foru Jesus Christ. Odu mi si Regina Emmanuel Baji Ukulo. Ukoloko yo se mi de si o ma ki dagulo ki de odo kele. Akanya ki de walude. Alu jeju ki de odo keta imu bete jeju ki de odo keta ibete. Si ko mele ka lo ola gbiti gbo lokini kele balasinu. But si ojo tu kola uneku ojo se yin ni. Ojo shane edu gbito la lu shane ele tu siki ale kuru bile ojo ki sele kinu gba e foru Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
We want interpretation, please. Interpreter, yes, tell us what happened.
Praise the Lord. This from Ibaji local government, and the name of the daughter is Hope Emmanuel. She's 7 years old. 3 years after her birth, there was no problem. But 4 years ago, he became crippled. And since then, he has been walking on our palms and knees. But when he came here tonight, after the ministration of the man of God, the last amen, then he stood up and he started walking. Here is the, you see.
Can you see? Can you see what God has done?
She
has been walking on four legs. Now the girl is walking. I am telling you, God is marvelous. Put your hand together again. Can you shout a loud amen?
Amen. He said, "Yanu ti Olorun se fun omo yi aso fun wa pe o ti po omo odun meje bayi."
Examine your body. The miracle is going on.
Igba ta ti bi omo na odun meta akoko ko si isoro leyin na omo na wa yu aro ko le rin o n fowo fa ni sugbon ni asale leyin adura e ri omo na o ti dide o be si rin eke hallelujah.
Put your hand again together for Jesus.
Patewo fun Jesus.
Yes, another testifier.
Eri mi na.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Omodara Precious. Last week I had an accident, so they had to cast my leg and I was walking with this teeth. But now, after the prayer, I was no longer feeling pains. Now I can walk well.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
You know, my daughter has fractured.
But now
she believes that the pain has gone.
Go back
to the hospital, they will examine you, and they discover everything is gone. They lose you and go your and enjoy your miracle.
Lo si ile ayewo je kan wu o ton ba ti se ayewo gbogbo re won o tu wa de be si gba ise iyanu re wa ma gbadun re
next testify
eri mi na
epe mi ku amariya wa nene epe mi ku amariya bo ira amariya ri si so nene yesu osiram do hemen hu ne ven do wala mozin o mana da ise ve no mana pala hu yo no aya won me ma de me won ore me gela eta ada ime ve do ma ne me poda ni poda ni na mo no me de mi ka ma ka yo mori ka me ma de ve na nan me mane ba no ka hi o mori hi em la kanya me bedo ni bare mane hi ada me mane ba duro de ma kene do mori o sha konya na ne le ten de pe mu ko mori ha ba ne ni e gwa ho ba agi na na ni e la so do ba re mi no ro ko me bo ba duro de ma so na ba no da ne le ten ma nya do ka mi me ra mi da na ba ba mi ra do no ba mori ma lai wi ni le hi jesu e pe mu ko mori ha ba e pe mu ko mori ha ba e pe mu ko mori ha ba.
Hold on, let's hear the interpretation.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2016, when my father-in-law came to this place, he was sick for 3 years. After the prayer, that sickness went away. He became healed. So yesterday, he started having terrible headache before he came here. But after the prayer, the headache is gone.
That's okay, hallelujah. Oh. Eri meji ni won ni won ni saaju akoko ti alakoso wa wa won ti wa lori aisan olodun meta sugbon leyin adura ni akoko na o gba iwosan re won tun dupe lowo olodun pe ni asale yi o efori to tin yo won lenu leyin adura gbogbo re kora eke hallelujah.
Yes, next testify please.
Praise the Lord. I had fibro for almost 5 years. I was about to go for operation, but I just visited my sister and they invited me to come for this program. While the man of God was praying, he asked us to touch. And I try, even right now, I'm trying to touch it. Before, if I touch it, I'll be feeling pains. The thing just disappear. Hallelujah!
Amen. How long has the thing been there?
5 years ago.
5 years?
Yes.
But you believe now that the thing is no longer there?
Come and touch it.
The property of the devil has been taken away. Amen.
Amen.
Fibros taken away.
One want to call our Lord and pray for the man. One need you need to know what to come. What to see you want.
Is that the next person?
To call our Lord and pray. Let him adura. Bobo erora ati bobo eti kura. Kwe kosi unkakambe ma. Eke hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Esther. Since on Friday, I was in FMC because I had pneumonia symptoms. Then on Saturday morning, because I had crisis overnight, I had to go back. So I was given drugs, so I've been treating it. But yesterday, I was forced to phone a doctor again because I wasn't understanding the way I was feeling. So he recommended a drug, which I rushed to go and buy. It cost me about $1,300. So I've been using the drug. But this evening, when I was coming, I wanted to go back again to pick my sweater and be fully dressed, but I got decided to apply faith, so I came. I sat down over there, and the breeze was quite much, so I was trying to use my hand to guide my heart, because to prevent coldness. But as the man of God was praying, I raised my left hand up with a prayer request in it, and I put my right hand on my chest. But immediately finished praying, I felt warmth from within, and it circulated my body, and I began to sweat. I want to give God praise for his healing. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah. Oh, one want to pelo Olorun tori pe ka to wa si yin won ni otutu aya e to ye pe o gba o pe nlati pe dokita e to so fun won ogun to e kan ra ti won lo mo se nbo na se awari pe da yin pe otutu na fe si won sugbon won fi igbagbo wa won dupe lowo Olorun tori pe ngba ti adari fi gba adura be ni ara won mo oru
bi otutu aya se pora ni eke haleluya
forever you are healed in Jesus name
awosan patapata ni oruko ti Jesu
next testifier
praise the living God hallelujah. I'm grateful that I have the privilege to be among the children of God this night. It started like this. Most I am blessed by name. I do work towards cobwebs. It has been a challenge to me. So recently I noticed at times I'll even be inside, not even moving. I'll feel the effects of cobwebs on me, especially on my face. I'll be feeling the issues. I see that the cobwebs is on my face. So this evening when I was coming, it started again. I started praying from the gate. I started praying. I said, God, deliver me from the attack. I don't know what it is. So immediately, I just reached where I wanted to sit, and they gave me the flyers. Immediately, I will be joy. I used it. I wiped my face. And since that time till now, I did not feel that corporate attack on my face. When I was sitting there, testimony was going on. I said, God, I want to come and testify. I'm grateful because I'm free forever in Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the living God.
Eri arabinrin wa ni pe Olorun dupe lowo Olorun tori pe ohun to nse awari pe nigba gbogbo ni alanta ko ma nta si ohun ni oju ati ni ara bi o
te
lo ni oju ona to nkan wa oni sugbon ngba ti ohun de bi ni ketetan fun ni iwe eto na ohun fi gbagbo fira oju ohun bi gbogbo re se pora ni to wa jeri eke hallelujah.
Give the microphone to mama. What has God done for you?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Megba, my name is Ramatu. Ramatu Lori. Meg Babo ni o shube dojo. Ojo kinu wa. Onu be mi meno mi jeni epie o jani epie no la mi. Epie le un lota spiritu wa kare ashe mi un lota spiritu. Uma dogu mi. Ma lo nya mogu ogu ku ma komi shaka toni ola. Uma mu komi. Ma mo mi ola le komi. Unwa ikelu lege. Oni ala leku ma du mi unwa ekelu leku odo mele de uye ekelu lege ni ama ekelu la ni le ude ho oli unoli ni emi na du le oli le won ojo gba ni ugba ki si ojo praise the Lord megba
ugbo ekwo
ejo ayinba o ko ni mebo ti run yin mi deju bi ayinba
babo yayin wa
o do mele pe yayin wa ibe
praise the Lord
hallelujah.
Our sister Ramatu testified that she was having high blood pressure, and when she was taken to the hospital they gave her drips. After the drips, it affected her. She could no longer walk. She has been walking by walking stick for the past 4 years. But this evening, when they brought her from Ayangba to this place, after the prayer of the man of God, she threw away the walking stick and walked from where she was staying down to this place. And he's saying that by the grace of God, God has healed her of that high blood pressure and also ability to walk. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Eri arabinrin wa ni pe o ni eje ruru won gbe won lo sile igbogun lati fa omi si won lara. Mo odun melo kan bayi won tin fi opa rin. Sugbon ope ni Olorun pe leyin adura ni asale e. Mo se dide ti won rin ni. Won si gbagbo pe won ti gba iwosan won. Eke hallelujah.
Are you awake? I said, are you awake? Then praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for what he's doing. His mercy, his power will never stop in our lives in Jesus' name. He'll put joy in your heart, laughter in your mouth, and all the miracles you need, he'll grant unto you in Jesus' name. We're going to have this final session tonight, and it's as important as the first one. And God is going to touch, transform, turn around every life in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will thank you and worship you and bless your name. We're asking, Lord, that tonight you minister more to your people in Jesus' name. Be glorified in every life. Let the name of Jesus work wonders in every life in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that all that your people have been asking you, they have been seeking your face for, we pray that you will do it miraculously, instantaneously, in every one of our lives in Jesus' name. We pray that no one will go away from your presence or disappointment in Jesus' name. Fulfill your word. Fulfill your will. Do wonders in every life. In Jesus' name we pray. We're looking at a passage of scripture in Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32. Daniel 11, 32. And such as do wickedly, shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. He's talking about a terrible time, a difficult time. The time is still future, actually. There is a time that is referred to as the time of the great tribulation. At that time, the Antichrist will trouble and torment the people that do not know the Lord. Then it says, at such a time, when the evil one will almost be reigning without any restriction in different parts of the world, and it will corrupt particularly the nation of Israel by flatteries. It says at such a time, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Let's bring it to our own time. There are times that people are living in communities, in places and situations where it appears those who are opposed to Christ, opposed to God, opposed to righteousness, opposed to the light, opposed to the truth, it's like they're having a free day and they're able to do whatever it is, torturing people, tormenting people, troubling people. And it says, at such a time, when people are living in communities that pose great challenges to their lives, in communities when opposition, hatred, hindrance, affliction runs free without any hindrance, it says, at such a time, the people that do know their God, they will not be swallowed up in the evil of the day, neither will they be overcome or conquered by the evil of the day, because it says the people that do know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. It teaches us something, that the knowledge of the Lord, when you know the Lord, it makes you strong. When you know that God is a mighty God, is a powerful God, is a God of all impossibilities. It says the people that know God intimately like that, they will derive strength from that knowledge of the Lord. And then the knowledge will not just be theoretical, they will do exploits. And I pray that as you listen to these words of God over and over, you will know God more. And then the knowledge of the Lord will produce strength and might and courage, miracle working power in your life. I want to talk to you on the exploits of God's favored people. The exploits of God's favored people. The exploits of God's favored people. 3 points we're going to consider. Number one, deliverance through God's miracle working power. Deliverance through God's miracle working power. When you know that power, that power cannot fail. When you know that power, and you're willing to rest all your weight on that power. When you know that power, and you're willing to trust that power implicitly without doubting or wavering, then that miracle working power will work, must work in your life. It will work in Jesus' name. Deliverance through God's miracle working power. Number two, the declaration in God's miracle working promises. The promises of God produce miracle. And there are declarations in those promises. When you take those declarations out of the promises and then you internalize them and then you bring them out and you say what God says. You don't say what your mind is saying. You don't say what your feeling is saying. You don't say what the surrounding is saying. You don't say what society is saying. You don't say what whoever is saying. You say what God says. You declare what God is declaring. The decision to do that in your life, I will only say what God has said without contradiction. I will not contradict the will of God, the word of God, the mind of God, the revelation of God. When you make up your mind, I will say what he has said. Miracles will take place in your life. Wake me up with an amen. The declaration in God's miracle working promises. Number three, the dominion of God's miracle working people. The dominion of God's miracle working people. We are the people and we have dominion. I have dominion. I said, I have dominion. The people of God will work miracles when they understand what the Lord has said about them. And they take hold of the promises of God, what he has said about them. And they stand firm and stand fast on what the Lord had said about them. Will become God's miracle working people, and we have dominion. Number one, deliverance. Number two, declaration. Number three, dominion. Number one, the deliverance through God's miracle working power. We're looking at Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. And I'm reading here from verse 13. Exodus chapter 14. Reading from verse 13. In verse 13 it says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. And that same word is still alive today. Fear ye not. You will not fear. I said you will not fear. In the day, in the night, in the deep, in the height, in the dark, in the light, with people or without people, before people or behind people, all alone by yourself or with Egyptians running after you, you will not fear in Jesus' name. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There are times all you need to do is stand still. All you need to do is stand still and see those Egyptians drowned. All you need to do is stand still and see all those Assyrians in one night all destroyed. All you need to do is stand still and see that mighty Herod smitten by an angel, and then he dies immediately. Sometimes all you need to do is stand still and see the accusing hand pointed at you drying up. Sometimes all you need to do is stand still. And Moses said, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. For the sicknesses which you have seen today, ye shall see them no more forever. For the affliction, the torment, the yoke, the curse, and all the works and all the plans of the devil that you have seen bombarding your life, crowding your life, that you have seen today, you will see them no more forever. Because all the happiness that have been sorrow, anxiety in your heart, in your life, up till this present moment that you have seen up till today, you will see them no more forever. I congratulate you. There is going to be a final separation between you and the Egyptians tonight. You know, they had come out of Egypt, but there was no gulf between them and the Egyptians. The Egyptians still had the kind of a plan to run after them and to destroy them. But a miracle took place that night. The Lord said, Moses, why are you praying to me? You prayed enough. Take action. What do I do, Lord? Tell the people, it's good, it stood still at that time, but now it is time to move. I said, it is time to move. Where are we moving to? The Red Sea is in front of us, and the Egyptians are behind us, and there are mountains on both sides. And the Lord said, stretch forth your rod, and the Red Sea will part. We're going over. You know, this Red Sea before you, that looks like an impossible ocean, impossible sea, impossible river, it will be divided. And then he stretched his rod, and the sea parted into two. And they walked on and walked on, and the Lord suspended that Red Sea until the youngest, until the least, until the weakest, until the child, everyone in Israel, until everyone passed over. And then the Egyptians did not know, and they still wanted to run after the children of Israel. Their end was about to come. The end of those sicknesses about to come in your life. The end of those calamities about to come in your life. The end of the yoke and the curse about to come in your life. And then they were inside there, and then God said, Moses, stretch the rod again. He stretched the rod, and the river came on them, and they all drowned. Now, that's not the only thing. Egypt, those who remained at home, they were still over there. And then the people of Israel, they were over here, and the Red Sea now divided them. When the sea came back, the Red Sea was then God's sign and God's symbol that Israel will not go back to Egypt again, and Egypt will not come over to Israel. A Red Sea will divide between you and your enemy. A point comes in your life. A point comes in your experience that all the things that chased you until this day, God brings a Red Sea between you. And those evil powers will never be able to come over to your side anymore in Jesus' name. Deliverance through God's miracle working power. It has happened already. It will keep on happening. Point number two now, the declaration in God's miracle working promises. The declaration in God's miracle working promise, brothers and sisters. You know, there are people who have been Christians for many, many years, and they do not understand. They think when we're in church, we read the Bible, we speak the Bible, we pray with the Bible, we teach the Bible, we declare the Bible, we preach the Word of God. Once we're out of church, out of worship, now we're going back home, we use our normal, ordinary language. What if you could just live your life and you say only things that are in agreement with the revelation of God for your life? Even when you are sick, accidentally sick, because you should not be sick really, but accidentally sick, you will not speak the language of sickness. You declare what the Lord has said. You'll soon come out of that sickness. It will not take root in your life in Jesus' name. That's why we're talking about the declaration in God's miracle working promises. Basically, what we're saying is this: make a decision in your life. I will say only what he has said. I will utter, pronounce only what he has said. I will not allow Satan to push me to say what Satan is saying. I will not allow men or women to kind of stir me up to say what they want me to say. The words of men, the words of women. I will not repeat the words of my enemy. I will only say what he has said. Let me show you what I mean. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. I'm reading from verse 5 and then I'm reading from verse 6. And you're going to look at two things. One in verse 5, one in verse 6. Look at verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content, satisfied with such things as ye have. For he has said, this is God talking now, he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Remember that. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. When we hear that from the word of God, and then we're out of the service, out of the worship, and then we face a particular challenge and we forget what he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, and we say, I am abandoned, I am rejected. That's not what he said. Because he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm alone. I'm left all to myself. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. I'm unfortunate. That's not what he has said. He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What then should we say? Look at verse 6. So that we may boldly say, because of what he has said, I'm going to adjust my language. Because of what he had said, I'm going to modify my language. Because of what he has said, I'm going to make my own utterance, my own declaration, line up with what he has said. Verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. He has said, so I will say. He has said, so I will say. He has said, so I will say. Bring them together, match them together, and let what I will boldly say line up, agree with what he has said. If we will do that, that means to say only, always, what God has said about you. Let's try some verses of scripture. Remember, let your conversation be without covetousness. Say it another way. Let your conversation be without contradiction. Don't ever contradict God. God says, I'm with you. Don't say, I can't find him. He's not with me. Let your conversation be without contradiction. He has said, I will heal you. I don't think I will ever be healed. Hey, don't say that. Let your conversation be without contradiction. I will help you. Nobody ever helps me. There's no helper. Don't say that. Let your conversation be without contradiction. And say only what God has said concerning you. Let's come now to, you know, some verses of scripture. I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. And I'm reading from verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me. Then said the Lord unto me. Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Let your conversation, your declaration, your utterance line up with that. He has said, I will hasten my word to perform it. Then you will say, the Lord is about to work a miracle in my life. He will hasten his word and perform his promise in my life. Let your conversation, your declaration, let it match his word. We're looking at 1 Kings chapter 22. 1 Kings chapter 22. I'm reading here from verse 14. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 14. In verse 14, and Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord says unto me, that will I speak. Make up your mind. What the Lord says unto me, that will I speak. I'm not sure of my life. Is that what the Lord has said to you? What the Lord says unto me, that will I speak. I failed before, and failure has always been following me. Is that what the Lord has said? What the Lord speaketh, says unto me, that will I speak. This holiness they are talking about, I don't know whether I will ever be holy. Because anybody walking in the place I walk, anybody that finds himself, herself in my situation, I don't know whether the fellow can ever be holy in his life. Is that what the Lord has said unto you? What the Lord says unto me, that will I speak. I've been praying for this healing, I don't know how long, and it's always eluding me. As I'm about to catch it, then it's gone. And I'm as sick as ever. Is that what the Lord has said? Make up your mind. The declaration in God's miracle working promises. Only say, always say what the Lord has said. Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, if your God is still alive, as the Lord liveth. If your God is not dead, as the Lord liveth. If your God is still on the throne, as the Lord liveth. If the all possibilities with God, all things are possible, if that is still true as the Lord liveth, if his word will never fail, if heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall never pass away, as the Lord liveth, if you know the Lord is still alive, here is how to change your conversation. This is how to modify your conversation. And this is how to make your utterance. As the Lord liveth, whatever the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. You know, that will change a lot of things in your life. I said it will change a lot of things in your life. Point number three, the dominion of God's miracle working people. The dominion of God's miracle working people. God's people have dominion. I say God's people have dominion. And you'll have dominion in Jesus' name. Judges chapter 5. Judges chapter 5. We're reading from verse 13. Dominion, dominion, dominion. The dominion of God's miracle working people. We're looking at Judges chapter 5, verse 13. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. The Lord made who? Me have dominion over the mighty. Barak was afraid, but Deborah was not afraid. Thank God for women of faith. I say thank God for women of faith. You'll be such a woman in Jesus' name. Here was battle. Here was conflict. Here was warfare. And then Deborah called Barak and said, go and choose 10,000 of the armies of the children of Israel, and then follow after Sisera. And then Barak said, I cannot go except you go with me. And she said, I will go with you. He was afraid, but she was not afraid. You will not be afraid. And eventually they had dominion. Barak had dominion, Deborah had dominion, Israel had dominion, the whole people of God had dominion, like we have dominion already. I say like we have dominion already. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. Wake up in the morning and then instead of saying, I don't know what's going to happen today, I'm going to the office today, I don't know what they will do again. I'm going for that appointment. I don't know how they will look. And then even their look alone can shut you down. Instead of saying that, you say over and over, praise the Lord, I'm going out today. And the Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. And then as you are stepping into that hall of interview, praise the Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. And when you are before them and they are putting the questions before you, and some of the questions you don't know how you are going to answer, internally, inside you are repeating, the Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. After the interview, you come out and you smile, and whatever happened, during that you say, praise the Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. And when you are going back home tomorrow, you say, praise the Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. As you step in your house tomorrow, and then those people, they are waiting for you, they think they are going to cause trouble again, but they don't know that new power has come, a new authority has come, a new energy has come. As you are stepping into your house tomorrow, you say, praise the Lord, tell me, the Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. You will subdue all your enemies in Jesus' name. Dominion, dominion. It makes us to have dominion. I have dominion already. I said I have dominion already. We're looking at Psalm 8 verse 6. Psalm 8 verse 6. In Psalm 8 verse 6, here is what it says. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. That's how God made us. He gave us authority. He gave us dominion to subdue Every power that may come against our lives, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Confess that, say that, declare that, affirm that in your life. All those things are under my feet. Sickness under my feet. Affliction under my feet. You are saying amen for me. You are not repeating for yourself. I said sickness under my feet. Say your own. And affliction under my feet. Say your own. Demons under my feet. Say your own. Attacks under my feet. Say your own. Yokes under my feet. Say your own. Curses under my feet. Say your own. He has given you dominion. You will have dominion in Jesus' name. Dominion. I said dominion. I said dominion. Romans chapter 6 verse 14. Romans chapter 6. We're looking at verse 14. Romans chapter 6. We're looking at verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For Satan shall not have dominion over you. Sickness shall not have dominion over you. The world will not have dominion over you. Occultic power will not have dominion over you. Any human being on this terrestrial soil will not have dominion over you in Jesus' name. Sin and all the consequences of sin will not have dominion over you. If you say so, it is so. I said, if you say so, it is so. If you affirm it in your life, it is so in Jesus' name. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. You know, Elisha woke up in the morning and his servant woke up. And his servant saw all the Syrians in their chariots. Chariots of horses and chariots of fire. They surrounded Elisha. But Elisha was relaxed. And the servant was thinking, Elisha has not seen what I've seen. No, the servant had not seen what Elisha had seen. And because, you know, that man, when they were doing quiet time devotion, Elisha and his servant, they talk positive. God is on our side. Evil will never overcome us. We have dominion. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. But now the man woke up in the morning. And now he forgot everything he said in the devotion. And then saw all those Assyrians. Say, alas, my master, what shall we do? And the Lord and Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see what I see. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes. And you will see what your master Jesus is seeing in Jesus' name. You know, if every time you wake up, every time you have any challenge, every time you have a problem, if the Lord will open your eyes to see what your master Jesus, Elisha is not your master, Elijah is not your master, Joshua is not your master, Jesus is your master. And if the Lord will open your eyes and you will see what your master Jesus is seeing, there'll never be any fear in your heart anymore in Jesus' name. And then the Lord opened the eyes of the servant of Elisha and he saw all the mountains, everything filled with the chariots of fire. And then all the fears went away immediately. When God opens your eyes to see what you ought to see, there'll be no fear of Satan, no fear of sin, no fear of demon, no fear of calamity in your life anymore. You are secured forever in Jesus' name. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he. Greater is he. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you have dominion? Do you have victory? From now on, the Lord has made us and called us conquerors, and conquerors we are. He has made us more than conquerors we are. He has made us overcomers, overcomers we are in Jesus' name. He has made us victors, victors we are in Jesus' name. He has made us partners with Christ. Joint heirs with Christ. Co-heirs with Christ. Partners, joint heirs, and co-heirs with Christ. We are in Jesus' name. He has made us ministers of the new covenant. And he has made us laborers with God. Ministers and laborers with God are we in Jesus' name. He has made us kings and priests in the Lord. Look at Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 5. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and he has made us, and has made us, and has made us kings and priests unto God his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He has made us kings and priests. And kings and priests are we in Jesus' name. Any king here today? Any queen there today? Or are they? Kings? Queens? That is who you are. And that is the authority you are going to manifest in Jesus' name. While your hands are up, you put your hands down. Are the kings still there? Are the queens still there? Okay, well, the other hand, open Ecclesiastes. I'm talking about you now. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Power in your life. Authority in your life. Victors you are. Conquerors you are. More than conquerors you are. Kings you are. And your word will never fall to the ground. Rise up and confirm it. Rise up and confirm it. Your words are mighty. Your words will be powerful. That's what the Lord has made you. You didn't make yourself that. That's what the Lord has made you. And it is so. Open your mouth and pray. What a wonderful deliverance. What a wonderful declaration. Declare only what the Lord had said concerning you. Let your conversation be without contradiction. Don't contradict God. Don't contradict Christ. Don't contradict the promises of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God having dominion said, you know, from this very day, your life will never be the same again. What you say with your mouth will agree with the promises of God. And that will release power in your life in Jesus' name. New language, new life, new expectations, new miracles, new achievement, new heights every day. Miracle. Testimonies. Multiple testimonies in your life in Jesus' name. If the kings are still there, show me you are a king. Where are you? King, queen, king, queen, king and queen. Where are you? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the clarity of your word. We thank you for the power in your word. We thank you for the confidence, the confirmation of your word. We thank you for the assurance you have given us. Lord, I pray for every brother. I pray for every sister. I pray that all the failures of the past will be forgotten in Jesus' name. I pray that all these words we have heard, words of power, words of promise, words of prophecy, I pray there'll be a fulfillment in every life in Jesus' name. Cancel the weakness of the past. Cancel the fears of the past. Cancel all the afflictions of the past. Any sickness that is stubborn in any life, in any body there, I command you, sickness, I speak the word of authority. Come out in Jesus' name. And all the doubts and all the unbelief and all the wavering and all the shaking, I command everything, come out in Jesus' name. And I pray that every one of us will stand on the solid word, the immovable word of the Lord in Jesus' name. The power of the Lord be with you. The glory of the Lord shine upon you. The goodness of the Lord overflow in your life. And all the enemies be scattered before you. Anywhere you go, no man shall be able to stand before you. From day to day and week to week and month to month, yours will be the victory in Jesus' name. Everyone, you rise up to what the Lord has called you. Conquerors, more than conquerors, overcomers, victors, deliverers, champions, heroes of faith, kings and priests, laborers of the Lord, co-heirs and joint heirs, you will be with Jesus in Jesus' name. I pray that the miracle power of God will continue to flow in your life. You'll never see lack, never see limitation, never see loss in your life. From now till you see Jesus face to face, you'll be growing from faith to faith and glory to glory and from blessing to blessing in Jesus' name. Be another man than you were yesterday. Be another woman than you were yesterday. Go forth, live in new power. We thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray.